Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Well, it's wonderful to be back in the house of the Lord. And, you know, we know that once they say this coronavirus is gone, etc., we know we'll be packed out like we used to be. But, you know, we are getting people watching us all around the world right now. So the internet is a really powerful weapon. It's a powerful tool that God can use to bless people's lives wherever they may be. Amen? We might have someone in Russia right now or in China right now who don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and they can get saved like that. Now, it's not only us on internet and around the world and on radio and what we do, but it's other ministries as well. There's so much word going out into the world today. And God did say His return would come. One of the signs, one of the final signs was His return would come. He would come back when the world had received the word. Amen. Because He doesn't want anyone left behind. How many of you know God's wanting everybody saved? Every nation, every person, male, female, every person, doesn't matter where you're from, God loves them. God loves everyone. Say, God loves everyone.
God loves everyone.
Say, God loves me.
God loves me.
Do you actually believe that?
Yes.
You know, let me just tell you something. In order for your faith to be effective, and I've been talking about this recently, and these are all our prayers up here. We're going to pray for them later on. People have been putting in prayer requests every service and by mail and however else. So if you've got a prayer request, we're going to pray for it today. You can get it up here. But let me just tell you something. In order for your faith to be effective, that your faith is fervent and effective, you can't just know the mechanics of the faith. You know, if I do this, then that's going to happen. We have to keep with the mechanics. We have to stay with the way to do things. But my faith cannot be effective without knowing who faith is. God is the author and finisher of my faith. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Galatians 2:20. So I've got to know God. I need to have a personal relationship. And you know, growing up, I never knew that I could actually know God. I did not know that I could speak to God on a one-to-one basis. I thought God was this misty something out there. And I thought God was ready to zap me if I did a mistake and did something wrong. He was going to get me. And I thought He was this misty, I don't know, soupy kind of smoky stuff somewhere in some place. That's what I thought God was. I did not know that I could actually speak to God and that God would speak to me. I did not know that God would direct my footsteps. And we know in Psalms 23 and all these other places it says God directs the footsteps of a righteous man and woman. And also in Romans 8, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the children of God. God is leading His children and He's directing His children. He will tell you which house to buy and which house not to buy. He will tell you who to marry and whom not to marry. He will tell you where to invest your finances and where not to invest your finances. God is talking to us all the time. And God, remember, is the beginning and is the end. He's the Alpha and He's the Omega. He has the first word and He's certainly going to have the last word. So He knows the end from the beginning. Say, God knows the end from the beginning. You see, He's not limited by time and space like human beings are. Our spirit man is not. But we're soon going to be there in that place. But God is not limited to time and space. God sees everywhere because He is everywhere. How many of you know that you, if you're born again, have the Holy Ghost inside of you? You all agree with that? Well, how many of you know that they in Russia that are born again have the Holy Ghost inside of them? Now, is it a different Holy Ghost? No, it's the same Holy Spirit. Is it not? And so the gifts of the Spirit, same Holy Spirit gives one a gift of knowledge, one a gift of mercy, one a gift of faith, one a gift of healing. The same Spirit gives to different people in different places at different times on the planet, or even at the same time. But He's the same Spirit gives the gifts. You understand? So it's the same Holy Spirit in operation in China, in South Africa, in America, in Guatemala. The same Holy Spirit is operating there as He's operating here. And He's not a respecter of persons. So the same thing that He'll do for an American, He'll do for a South African. And the same thing He'll do for a South African, He'll do for a Mexican. Amen. And so it's the same Holy Spirit and it's the same God. And guess what? He loves us all dearly. Yes, dearly. Every one of us. Arabs and non-Arabs and Germans and Jews and Muslims. He loves them all. Amen. For God so loved the world. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. He loved the world. He loved the world. That's the people in the world that He sent His only beloved, begotten, beautiful, saving Son. Amen. That those who believe in Him should not perish but have life everlasting. Yes. You see, and unfortunately, I didn't learn this stuff until I was like 28. I didn't learn this stuff. I didn't know I can speak to God. How many of you, you didn't know that? We were brought up with a religion that said do's and don'ts. I never heard a religion that said rest in grace and peace. I heard thou shalt not, thou better not, than if thou doest. How many of you brought up with that religion? Now, once you grow up, to get rid of that theology and that way of thinking is pretty difficult because we get into a rut. How many of you know what a rut is? A rut is a coffin with both ends kicked out. And you're moving in and out. That's it. You don't get out of that thing until you apply yourself to the Word of God and you say, Holy Spirit, help. Can you say amen? And so I want to talk to you about the benefits of godliness. The picture will come up. The benefits of godliness. You see that picture? There is benefit in serving God. Now, we don't serve God for the benefits. We come to God because we love Him, we believe what He said, and we receive salvation. We now become a child of God, male, female, daughters and sons, all the same. We become a child of God once you're born again. Amen. I am now a child of the King of Kings. How many of you know that's true? The creator of all the universe, the creator of everything, I'm His son. And if you're born again, so are you. Amen. And so we spoke about a little while ago that godliness ensures great benefits. And let me tell you what, three of those benefits we're going to look at. The first one is protection. Second one is promotion. And the third one is prosperity. Now, when I say prosperity, everything's money. Everyone thinks money. No, it's not just money. Prosperity. You know, I'm not prosperous if I'm a billionaire but I'm dying of cancer. Would you call me prosperous? No. So prosperity is the whole of the human being. That's why the Bible says in John 10:10, He said that the thief is the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, God, have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. Do not confuse the two. Some people get sick or they get bankrupt or something goes wrong. They get divorced or something goes wrong in their life. And they say, God, why are you doing this to me? Oh, your attention is in the wrong place right there. It's not God doing that to you. He's the one bringing you peace. He's the one who wants to bring you joy, bring you the finances, get you healed. He is the healer. Amen. Amen. And so there are great benefits. And right now, especially now, the way the world is today, I mean, our children are growing up in a world that I don't recognize. From back then, this is foreign. Everything is different. There's nothing that's the same. And so our children have got greater things that they're facing. And what about your grandchildren? Your children's children, what are they going to come into a world looking like? So when you look out there, look, it's not a case of Black Lives Matter or abortion this or that. It's a case of the enemy has infiltrated and he's getting his job done to the best of his ability. But it's up to the church, the body of Christ, to stand up and put a hand up and say, that's it. You leave my family alone. You will not bring that sickness in me. You will not steal my finances. You will not take my joy. It's up to the children of God, because God said believers will cast out demons.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen. Are there demons in the world? Look around. Watch the news. You tell me if there are demons in the world. Some of the stuff men and women are doing defies human imagination. It's not even human. So we know that there's a situation, and we need God, and we need him right now. 1 Timothy 4. Let's look at 1 Timothy 4, and we'll see what he's talking about right here. Verse 7 out of the New King James. He says, reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself toward godliness. I can't exercise you unto godliness. I can exercise me. I can tell you, I can encourage you, but you make the decision and you say, I'm going to do it. Amen. Exercise yourself. Say, me, myself.
Me, myself.
And if you don't do it, ain't no one going to do it for you.
That's right.
Come on. And then look what it says in verse 8. He says, bodily exercise profits a little. And it does. You look good. You're feeling better, you know, you think more clearly. So bodily exercise, working out, eating correct, you know, things like that, you end up looking better, feeling better, but that's only for a very short period of time. That's why I keep saying, if you've got a six pack, take pictures, because one day it's going to be a barrel. Right? It goes. Amen. So physical exercise does profit us. But look what he says here. But godliness, everyone say godliness, is profitable for all things. Say all things. Now watch here. This is the part I love. Having promise of the life that now is. Everyone say now is. Say the life I'm living. We're talking about that. Right? So he says, godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. So in other words, the benefits of living a godly life is beneficial right now in the here and now and in the hereafter. Amen. Why are you so quiet? This is not the church of the chosen frozen, okay? This is a church of the live, demon stomping on fire for the Messiah, tongue talking children of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah, you need to get your hallelujah on.
Hallelujah.
I'll raise a hallelujah.
Hallelujah
in the presence of the devil. Yeah. Come on. Same thing. Devil, enemy. Enemy, devil. Remember Paul and Silas? Sitting in the prison, whipped, beat, in stocks, with rats around, dirty water, no sewage. Ew, can you imagine these dudes? And you know what they were doing? I'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my Salamin. So no matter where you are, you can raise a hallelujah. And I'm telling you, the hallelujah will scare the hell out of you, yeah.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant